The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
You know what drives me crazy?
Two-hour themed Zoom meetings with our boss.
A phone call from B. Arthur?
No, buying something pre-owned and having it break in like 2 days.
That's the worst!
It is, but you know what? If you're buying a pre-owned car, get it from Sears Imported Autos. And you won't have that problem, believe me.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. They have an amazing selection of certified pre-owned cars that are vetted. Not just checked, they are vetted.
Wow, that sounds very dramatic and serious.
Well, it is. Sears takes it very seriously, and they back it up with extensive warranty coverage, which equals peace of mind. You know you're buying a quality car, and you know you won't have to worry about something happening, and I love that.
But I don't want to leave the house.
Oh, I hear you. And a lot of people don't want to leave the house. That's why you can browse and even complete the whole car purchasing process online. Like, from your couch. You can do it all at searsimports.com. Again, searsimports.com. And you can also configure your dream car, and then they'll find it, and even if you want, bring it to your door.
How about financing? Because I assume I have to pay for the car?
Yes, Lex, you do. Sears has so many financing options, and their staff makes that part of it so easy and painless. I was amazed when I bought my car there recently, back in November. The financing portion, which I usually dread, took, and I timed this, 6 minutes, no joke. I laughed. I was like, what? It's one of the things I remember most from that glorious day, and it's one of the many reasons why Sears Imported Autos won best of the best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019. And they've been serving four generations of returning happy customers for over 55 years. That is remarkable.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes from downtown Minneapolis on 394.
For more information or to see their huge inventory, just go to searsimports.com. Without you.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 8 o'clock and final hour. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1 on the radio and on our app. Live streaming there. So go check that out if you haven't downloaded our app. We have one of those now. Not app like calamari, but just an app.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm Jace with Lex and Kenny. Dawn is on vacation. We have two people standing by, wondering, waiting to see if their day is going to be total crap. It is time for Read Your Stick.
Can I read your stick?
Time once again for Jason and Alexis, well, mostly Alexis, to read your stick.
Can I read your stick?
You can read it if you like.
And she would like to.
It doesn't hurt.
The sound you hear in the background is Alexis preparing to tell you if you're going to have a crappy day.
Mm-hmm.
Who do we have now? Yes. Dawn is gone, so Lex is playing double duty.
Yes, right.
Who do we have first, Alexis?
The first stick person is Elaine. Now, Elaine, she was with us last week. Problem was the spaceship took off, remember?
Yeah.
At this time.
Yeah.
It's been a week. Doesn't that feel like 100 years ago?
It does, actually.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so she graciously let us call her today, and here she is. Hi, Elaine.
Hi, Elaine.
Hi. Hello.
Thank you for calling back. Welcome to the show. Would you like Alexis to concentrate on your personal life or your professional life?
Personal, please.
Personal.
Okay.
Here we go, Elaine. I hope this will be worth the wait. The sounds you hear in the background is the sound of Alexis shaking her box.
Uh-huh.
Soon, a stick will rise from that box, and that will be your stick, complete with a lucky stick number. Go ahead, Alexis. Take it away.
Elaine. Whoa! Wow, did you see all the sticks pop out?
I did.
Wow. But one was supreme 36.
36.
Ha ha.
The amount of warts on B. Arthur's nose. Go ahead.
All right, here we go. It says, you're sick and involved in law. Stay calm. Resources and riches await exploration. Naughty monkey frees himself from a golden chain. Roaming about in freedom in his mountain cave.
Ooh.
Wow.
What the hell does this mean?
Lex?
I don't know. What does that mean?
Great question. Here's the meaning. A clever monkey makes an escape from a golden chain. It signifies that difficulties and hardships can be overcome with effort. Once your worries and troubles are over, nothing is beyond your power. You will be rewarded for your patience, and the road of success is open in front of you. There is uncertainty, but you are safe.
Oh.
Oh. Well, that sounds good.
Okay.
Elaine, I mean, I was worried. I mean, yeah. Again, you waited a week. This could have taken a really horrible turn. So
it could have.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about you, but this is decent. I would take this one.
Yeah. Looks like it's really good.
Yeah, I like it. Okay. Thank you.
Well, with the good comes the bad, and you know how this goes. We now turn to our treasurer, Kenny, to check you out here. Here we go.
Having a difficult time here. Naughty Monkey was my nickname in high school, so I like that.
Yes, it
love
was.
That. But look what we did to her. We had her queued up last Tuesday. She had to wait 7 days. So I think we're going to take $100 off your reading, and you simply owe us
$1.99.
Oh, perfect. I'll send it right in.
Adeline.
That's fantastic. And don't forget, Elaine, we now take Venmo, Apple Pay, Diners Club, American Express, and Visa, and MasterCard, Elaine. So however you would like to pay, our operators will be contacting you shortly.
I'll send you in an old gift card.
Perfect.
Oh, I love it, Elaine.
Perfect, Elaine. Have a good week. Thank you, sweetie, for calling back.
Thank you.
Bye, sweetie. Stick assistant Alexis, who is our next?
This one's going to be expensive.
I think so. Yeah, yeah.
We have some money to make up for here, huh?
Yeah.
Who do we have next, Alexis?
All right, we've got Susie.
Hi, Hello? Susie.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. Susie, would you like Alexis to concentrate on your personal or professional life?
I am going to say personal as well.
Personal.
All right.
Okay. Here we go. Once again, you're hearing sound of Alexis shaking her box. Momentarily, a stick is going to rise from her box.
Mm-hmm.
And that is your stick. Take it away, Alexis.
All right, Susie, here we go. Whoa. All righty then. A solo stick popped out, and it's 75. Let's see here. It says to climb a mountain with a tiger as your companion. You will shiver with fear every moment you make. Great deeds in part may bring you help, but you will survive both safe and sound. Because of the dangers ahead, you must take all precautions. Someone may come and inquire of you, but there is nothing but pain right to the end.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
do you feel like you're climbing a mountain today?
I do. For a couple months.
Oh.
But I'm safe, right?
You're safe and sound?
Yes. Yes.
And it looks like you will reap in happiness once you get through all of this.
Right. And I just have to take that tiger, was it a tiger or a monkey?
Yeah, take that tiger with you up that mountain.
Is there a gold chain involved?
Yeah.
We can find one for you. We can find one.
Okay.
So, and good deeds will help you.
Was that a good or a bad reading?
I don't know. I feel it kind of walks the line.
Yeah.
It does. So, Kenny, what are we thinking here?
Hold on, I'm doing some math here. 101. $99.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the cost of the reading.
Yeah.
Now, plus, you have to make up. Billing. You have to get it in order real quick because Brittany's dad is going to pay for it.
Okay, she's funny. She's funny. She's cracked two jokes now, Kenny.
Susie, any more joking, you're going to be charged extra, so I would zip it if I were you. The $100 that we had took off for Elaine, that's $201.99, plus the $100 for a bad reading, that's $301.99, plus $50 for that bad joke. That is $351.99.
There we go. Perfect, Susie.
I think his Cash App is Big Daddy 5555.
Big Daddy.
Uh-oh, is it going up again?
It's probably going up. Susie, I would get off the phone. He's grabbing his pencil.
Okay.
Bye, Susie.
Bye, Susie. Thank you.
Now, Alexis, I have received
now we know Naughty Monkey, so yeah. Wow.
Alexis,
okay,
I have received a request from my husband. From my husband.
Oh, okay.
Who would like a professional reading today. So
all right.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Colin, the sound that you hear in the background is the sound of Alexis
shaking
her box.
Shakey, shakey, shake.
Soon, Colin, a stick's going to rise from her box, and that is your stick. Take it away.
All right. Colin. Oh, 23.
How old he was when I met him.
Oh, that's kind of true.
Yeah, that's not a joke.
Many, many years ago. Yes.
Many, many.
Many, many years ago.
Alrighty then. This is professional reading, huh?
Professional.
All right. It says you try to reach the moon and climb the laurel tree, but alas, the gate is shut and access is denied.
Oh, I'm not liking this.
Yeah, oof.
I'm not liking
all
this.
Of these have been a little bit like, wah, wah. But good news will spread quickly. Then all will be happy and put on smiles.
Oh.
So here's what this means. It describes a man trying to pluck a branch from a fairy laurel.
Colin's plucking something from a fairy tree? Okay.
From a fairy laurel tree, yep. It means that someone of fame and high standing will come to your rescue when you're in trouble. All the profits will go to the merchants and traders. Your own career will be in danger. But lawsuits will be favorable and the sick cured. It says, it says, be brave and carry on, for you will never be harmed. Okay, so there's the happy upside there, right?
Sure. Alex.
His wife will become pregnant.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. What?
Excuse me?
His wife will what?
It says,
wait.
Your wife will become pregnant.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Now,
remember, this is a professional reading, so it's not an actual baby. It could be a birth of some other sort. It could be a new career.
It could be a birth of an idea.
A birth of an idea. Right. There's that idea right there. I hope it goes to sleep on time and doesn't drool all over you.
Yeah.
Jason, everything involving Colin, as far as I'm concerned, is comped by the house. Mostly due to the fact of my tremendous guilt I feel about that whole Titanic debacle. So this one's free. This one's on me, buddy.
Colin.
Colin responds to Alexis, thanks? Question mark.
Hey, I'm the messenger. I'm just reading the stick that pops out.
That's right. You're just the conduit, Lex.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right. But it will all be good. It does say, that be brave and carry on.
That'll make it so much better. Colin is going to our bar right now, grabbing a shot.
Oh, nice. Have one for me.
Whew. Yeah, 818, the Dirt Alert is next.
Warning, here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude!
All jokes aside, your smile is so important, and if you don't like yours for whatever reason, it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life. And that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com. And Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. The Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Dawn. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consults at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back, Jason and Alexis, in the morning on My Talk and streaming on My Talk's app. So seriously, go get it right now. I'm Jace with Lex and Kenny. Dawn is off and Elizabeth Reese is off. So for this week, I will be filling in on the dirt. And I begin with a story that has an audio hint to it. Take a listen to this.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
That's right. In an era where networks seem to be abandoning soap operas, NBC is actually doubling down on the Days of Our Lives brand because they have just given the green light to a miniseries on Peacock, which is their streaming service.
Yeah.
And it's a little miniseries spinoff called Beyond Salem. And the headliner is Lisa Rinna from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Now, if you are a Days fan, Lisa Rinna isn't a housewife. You know her as Billy Reed. So she's coming back. Deidre Hall is coming back as Dr. Marlena Evans. And Drake is coming back as John Black. And then
Drake.
Wow. Drake Hoggeston. I think it's Hoggeston is how you pronounce his last name. And then Jack A. Harry is on the show as well as Paulina Price. Now, this is... they're on this island or something, and it's about searching for these jewels, and Billy is an investigator. I don't know. It's 5 episodes, and again, it's a limited series, and it's going to be on Peacock. I actually think if I was NBC, if I was Universal, and I had this, I had this vault of intellectual properties, and one of those properties are IPs, as they're called by the hip kids. If I had the Days of Our Lives IP, absolutely I would do this. And I had a streaming service that I needed to fill with content. It's a no-brainer. Yeah. These things cost $17.50 to make. You know what I mean? You do 5 episodes.
Yep.
It's a cool modern way. You know, soaps are kind of on, they're not as big as they were in the 70s and in its heyday, the early 80s. But this is a cool way to bring the soap genre into a new era.
Absolutely. And also some of that stuff is so, it does not stand the test of time.
No.
Just, you just want that to go away. So if they can freshen it up, familiar characters.
Yep.
championship.
I think it's brilliant. I think all of these streaming services, this is what they need to do. They need to go in their vaults. They need to see what properties that they have and keep the story going. It's cheap. It doesn't take a lot of marketing. I mean, look at us. I mean, I jumped on the story immediately. It's a brand we know.
And Lisa Rinna can pay her highly mortgaged home.
That's right. Oh, God.
How many episodes did you say they have?
Five.
Five. The only thing I want, and of course, they're probably already in the can, right? So it's too late to request this. Just give me closure. For the first time in the history of daytime soap operas, I want closure.
Oh.
The leaving me hanging at the end of the next episodes, or at the end of the episode, so I don't have any choice but to watch the next episode. Just once, give me closure. At the end of five, seal it up, put a bow on it, call it done.
Yes, I'm with you.
Well, what about if they want to do more? If it's such a smashing success.
Lex, like I said, give me closure.
Give you something. Okay.
Give me closure. All right. Yeah.
Well, and I'm going to request it again.
Okay.
Dear good people of Warner Brothers, do a mini series, reboot Knott's Landing. I'm telling you.
You've done nothing with it.
I'm telling you, it is a concept that is so easily modernized. It's based on a movie that they're actually remaking called Scenes from a Marriage. They're actually remaking that movie.
Oh.
But it's about a cul-de-sac of couples in their 30s and 40s and 50s. You reboot the show. It's an easy concept. Different couples in different states of marriage. And you set it in a town, reboot it, Warner Brothers. You own it. Have a couple of the original stars. It's a great concept for a modern drama. Dealing with modern couple problems. Thank you, and God bless.
Maybe they're thinking that movie is the answer to that, Jace.
I hope so.
Yeah.
One more piece of dirt here in the Dirt Alert. We're seeing more images from the shooting of Sex and the City's and Just Like That reboot series. Because, you know, they're all over New York, so we're getting new pictures every day. And this is a fun little update. It looks like, and this makes us all feel old, Charlotte's daughters are teenagers.
Yep.
So they filmed a scene yesterday with Charlotte's teenage daughters going to music school. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, they would be teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. They were kids in 2006 when the first movie came out. So we're going to have Charlotte dealing with teenagers.
Was it Lily? What were their names?
Lily. Yeah. And I can't remember the other one. But, you know, when Miranda has Brady, her son's a teenager.
Yep.
So
now, is that better than... Because they're not kids, Jace, so we're okay with this, right?
We're okay, because you know how I feel about kids in shows. I don't want kids in shows. No, I don't want kids in shows. You can see more of these stories by going to mytalk1071.com. We'll be back right after these words. In the meantime, don't forget to follow us on social media. Lex in the City's Dawn at Dark, Jason Matheson, and please do not follow Kenny. We'll be back.
Never.
Time now for Angel Out of Context.
You don't know who your uncle is. He's weird. So that stuff, maybe this time he stuff, that'd be funky. And you know when? None of that funky in your hands.
This has been Angel Out of Context.
And for our Spanish-speaking friends, here we go.
Ahora, tiempo para Ángel, sin contexto.
As well, if you see an underwear, I will check for stains. That's very important.
Oh. Ese fue Ángel, sin contexto.
Good reminder as you make your way to yard sales, rummage sales, garage sales.
Yeah, hot right now. Woo, the sales all the time.
Right,
yes.
Really, Lex?
Oh, yeah.
Hot.
Yep. Just going through things, getting rid of them.
Yeah. I haven't been to one in a while. We used to go a lot when I was a kid. Dar and my grandma.
Oh, yeah.
The weekends, man.
Yep, I can't sale wait for after her. Sale.
I told her, you know, once she gets into her place and gets settled, I told her, I said, Dar, I said, create an area where you just put stuff, like, you know, as you're filtering out stuff, that put it in boxes, have a little yard sale area, and then we'll have the biggest yard sale. We'll have a Darapalooza. And I said, and we'll just, you know, cleanse everything. And she's very excited about that. So,
yeah. Well, I'm sure after living in a hotel for as long as she has,
yeah,
and having to pack up so quickly, yep, there's probably stuff that she's just ready to just go, you know what? Bye.
Done.
I don't want to take that into my new space.
Yeah. And then other stuff that she's very excited to be reunited with. She's going to have such a good time. She said, I am going to have so much fun unpacking. And I'm like, yeah, I won't see you for a couple months, because she'll be covered in boxes for months and months and months and months and months. So, yeah. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk and streaming on our My Talk app. Dawn is taking the week off, so you're stuck with the three of us. It is Tuesday. It is 8:30, and it is time to play Kenny's favorite game.
Very well. Well, you have 5 seconds.
Initiating 5 seconds.
This is Jason's new game, 5 Second Showdown.
That's not enough time.
You got 5 seconds.
Oh, that's right.
I'd like to see you guys put out a little bit of effort this time. It's really getting embarrassing the way I keep trouncing you.
What?
Oh, what?
I don't remember
trouncing, but okay, sure.
Just give it some effort here, Matheson.
Okay,
come on.
Sure. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to stand up for this.
I'm ready. Stand up. Okay, we're going to begin.
Deep squats. Here we go. Yeah.
Now, remember, Alexis will be giving me the question for me. So, but we will begin today with Kenny.
All right.
Confident Kenny. Kenny, are you ready?
Oh, I'm always ready. Always ready.
Kenny. Name 3 magazines.
Mad Magazine, Outdoor News Magazine, Race and Rally Magazine.
Okay, you started it before the timer, even though you were talking a little slow, but that's all right. Okay, Alexis, you are next.
Okay, I'm ready.
Alexis.
Uh-oh.
Name 3 green groceries.
Spinach, lettuce, avocados.
Wow, you did it.
Yeah.
You did it. Okay. Now it is my turn. Alexis will be giving me.
All right, Jace, here we go. Name 3 ways of traveling to school or work.
Bike, bus, car.
Nailed it.
There we go.
You two in cahoots. You two are in cahoots.
No. Nope. Not at all.
I had a magazine one. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was an easy one.
There's some cahooting going on here.
And I just saw your question right now, and it's an easy one. So
okay.
You hush. Here we go.
Find hard ones for him, Jason.
Yeah, I know, seriously, I almost went past this one, but okay, here we go.
See? I told you, you're in cahooting together.
I didn't, though. I'm sticking with this one. Here we go. Kenny, name 3 mammals.
A cow, a horse, a human, an elephant. Do I have to continue?
No,
a dog,
you're
a cat?
Good. Nailed you're it. Good. You nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
That was a tough one. Come on, guys.
It is.
Mammals.
You can... Here we go. Lex?
Yes. Uh-oh.
Oh, God. This is a dirty one.
Oh.
Alexis.
Yes.
Other than your spouse...
Uh-oh.
Name 3 people you wouldn't mind having sex with.
Jason Momoa, Keanu Reeves, and Johnny Depp back in the day.
I don't know, Kenny. She didn't say Johnny by the sound, right?
I got to give it to her.
Let's give it to her.
Thank you.
Okay, I have a feeling that was just the very beginning of a very, very long list. It flowed out too easy.
Which ones do I pick today?
Okay, my turn.
All right, here we go, Jason. Name 3 male names that start with B.
Bill, Bob, Bradley.
You even had time to spare there.
I did.
Good job.
Now we're going to be accused of being in cahoots, Lex. That's what's going to happen now. Okay, Kenny.
I was waiting for it.
Kenny.
I'm ready.
Name three children's illnesses.
The mumps, scarlet fever, and a broken leg.
Wait a minute. Scarlet fever?
You didn't give the children timeline, Jace.
What era is this? Scarlet fever?
I have no defense.
It was illnesses, right? And broken leg?
The defendant would like to stand mute on this.
The teacher, why isn't little Timmy here today, Mrs. Livingston? Timmy has scarlet fever.
I do not want to testify on my own behalf, Your Honor.
God. Okay.
Okay.
Well, wait, Lex.
Do you get the point?
Wait a minute.
You do. He does get the point.
Okay.
Does broken leg count?
Broken leg, yeah. That's okay. Kids break stuff all
that's
the time.
That's true. It is an illness. Well, yeah. Okay.
Okay, Lex.
Okay, Jason.
Name.
It's my turn. Wait.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Whose turn is it?
It's your turn.
Oh, okay. Whoops.
Yeah, here we go. Name three ways. Oh, now my phone turned off. Name three ways to cool down during summer.
Ice pack, cool pool, popsicle.
We're going to give that to you, but what is the... You didn't mention the number one way. And evidently you're living in a log cabin out in the prairie because you don't have one. Laura Ingalls Wilder.
Air conditioner.
Yeah, there you go.
I know, I'm living with that until tomorrow.
Yes. Okay, I'm the last one, Lex.
That's weird that I didn't mention that first. I'm thinking of just others. Okay, here we go. Jason,
yes.
Name three types of office supplies.
Stapler, pencils, and legal pads.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. So we're tied. None of us got a wrong one this time.
Oh,
seriously?
Yeah.
Oh,
should we come back with one more round?
No, we definitely shouldn't.
Can we do rocks, paper, scissors?
You two cahooting clowns. No way. We're leaving it as it stands.
Okay, all right. We're all...
When we come back, Alexis has today's Jump the Shark next.
And now, a moment with Will and Grace and Karen.
Hey, your apartment looks good. I like what you've done with the place.
Karen, I don't live here anymore, and you've been to my new place.
Boy, you try to be nice.
This has been a moment with Will and Grace and Karen.
Welcome back. I can't believe that I'm going to read this tweet, but it's real.
Uh-oh.
We just wrapped up 5 Second Showdown where Kenny answered the question, name three children's illnesses. And one of them was scarlet fever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it back?
You've got mail.
Is it back?
Deb Johnson writes, hey, Jace, my son had scarlet fever in 2006. I didn't think it was a thing anymore either. Kenny was right.
Oh.
Of course he was. Who are you dealing with here? Come on.
Wow.
Wow, Deb. Scarlet fever in 06. That wasn't that long ago. Oh my goodness! What are the?
I'm looking this up here.
Are you googling me too, Scarlet? What are the symptoms?
I know you get sore throats and there's rashes.
Scarlet fever. Scarlet fever is a bacterial illness that develops in some people who have strep throat, also known as scarlatina. Scarlet fever. That sounds like a He-Man character. Scarlet fever features a bright red rash that covers most of the body, and it's almost always accompanied by a sore throat and high fever. Oh, wow.
Hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, once again, we laughed at Kenny unnecessarily.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why I make the big bucks.
That's right, Kenny. That's right. We turn to Alexis now to find out what has jumped the shark today.
Fire up the book.
I'm jumping the shark.
Hey. Not as good as it used to be.
Things have gotten worse, not better.
What happened to you?
Jump the shark.
It was Dumpamundo.
That's right, Dumpamundo. Now, we normally don't talk about this, actually, whole clan, the whole family, but this, he's crossed the line. Scott Disick.
Oh, no.
He has completely lost grip on reality. He bails on an event after asking a small town restaurant for a private jet.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. So, basically, he was booked to make a personal appearance. First of all, be happy that's happening.
Yeah, be grateful people want you in their restaurant.
Yes, this is in Saratoga Springs at a restaurant called Gaffney's. They have an onion ring tower for $11, just to give you an idea of the joint, right? It's fun. It's a comfy eatery, right?
Okay.
They have a garden patio. Very nice. Well, he called on Thursday because he was supposed to make an appearance on Friday. He asked the restaurant if they had a spare plane that could come pick him up from the Hamptons. Now, the restaurant doesn't have a plane, spare plane. So the team there, they worked really hard to find him arrangements for a private jet to get him to the gig.
Wow.
They couldn't do it. But before they even told him, "I'm really sorry we couldn't get it," he said, "Don't worry about it. I found my own ride. We're good to go." They're like, "Okay, fantastic." That was Thursday. Friday, the day of the event, his team called again, this time asking for a helicopter to bring him 150 miles to this town.
150 miles?
Yeah, it's just north of Albany, where this Gaffney's is. Once again, the team at Gaffney's, who've never looked into this before, went into the world of private aviation to try to find a way to get him to the event. They called the team.
Come on.
The team called and said, "Hey, don't worry, guys. We've got it. No big deal." Then they call just a couple hours later and decide they're not going to make it to the party at all.
What?
Hours before he was supposed to make his appearance.
So
he bailed.
So he did. Okay. So just to follow, they did in fact find him.
Oh yeah,
a helicopter.
They worked hard to get it. They were calling to tell him.
Here we go. I have some prices.
Okay.
Mid-size private jet seats 6 to 8 people. It's $3,100 to $4,100 per hour. A helicopter. Pilot, this is a Bell 206 Jet Ranger pilot plus four passengers, anywhere from $1,200 to $1,300 per hour.
Whoa.
So that's plus what he was asking for.
Yeah, in addition to the appearance fee that he charged.
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. A huge appearance fee.
And the restaurant's just upset because they sold tickets based on his appearance. They had to refund all of them. And now they're considering some legal action.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's wise.
Yep. And to make it even worse, that last Friday appearance was actually a make good for an event that he canceled on them the previous week.
No.
So he did it twice and then asked for the plane and the helicopter. What a jerk.
Oh, what a douche. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was a make good.
Yes. Where he had canceled.
How come this isn't national
event?
News? I want Walter Cronkite talking about this on the national
Kenny.
News. This
is Kenny. Oh, Walter. Kenny, he's dead. He's dead.
Oh.
Walter's dead.
I want that hero Brian Williams to talk about this on the news. He was a war hero.
Kenny. He's on MSNBC. He's not anchoring the NBC Nightly News anymore.
I want Katie Couric talking about this on the morning show tomorrow.
No, today.
Kenny, she left the Today Show in 2006.
Oh. What the hell?
Man.
Well, I want somebody to talk about this.
Yeah. How about Ann Curry? Oh, wait. She's gone, too. Ann's gone, too. Shoot.
Rooney. No, Mickey
Andy
Rooney. No.
Andy Rooney
no.
died, too.
One of the
Mickey
Roonies.
Rooney
one of the Roonies.
Andy Rooney's are dead.
Rooney brother
both of the Roonies are dead.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
Oh, Ann. Brian. We love you. Mm-hmm. We love. How about Wilford Brimley? Can he do a
Tom Snyder? Yeah, Wilford. Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. I'm Wilford Brimley, and I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes about diabetes.
Okay. How about scarlet fever, Wilford? How about talk to us about scarlet fever?
About that.
Because I got another text message from my friend Peg, and her daughter Maggie had scarlet fever in 02.
Oh, my word. We thought that was an ancient illness.
We did.
Well, it's been eradicated.
That's why we laughed at Kenny.
Yeah, we did. He did say broken arm,
though. I was looking for chicken pox, but it wasn't coming up in the old turnstile in the brain.
That's all right. Your 44 was on 38. It's fine.
It's the countdown. It gets you every time.
Yep.
It's the pressure.
That's going to do it for us. Go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Everyone have a fantastic day. We love you so much. And we'll talk to you tomorrow for Wednesday. Donna and Steve up next.